This is WKSU News. I'm ML Schultze. Akron's Summit Lake isn't quite back to its glory days as the city's waterfront playground. But a new report finds it is clearing itself after years of industrial dumping and other abuse, at least to the point where it's safe for boating, fishing, and birdwatching. Here's more on the attempt to make the lake an attraction instead of a liability and to connect an isolated part of the city. Akron Councilwoman Veronica Sims looks shaky, even after she slips off her heels and settles into the front of the canoe, clutching a paddle. Canoeing makes her nervous. But Summit Lake, she says emphatically, does not. Not its legacy of industrial pollution and sewage runoff, not even the urban legends of alligators, dead bodies, and a sunken Ferris wheel.
I love the folk stories, too. You know, they were kind of fun. I'm glad that the study has occurred to kind of dispel those myths and kind of bring people back to the lake.
The study was done by the company EnviroScience as part of the Knight Foundation's Civic Commons effort to reconnect some of Akron's neighborhoods via the Ohio and Erie Canal Corridor. The report is nearly 100 pages thick, but Dan Rice, the head of the Canalway Coalition, summed it up quickly at a presentation Wednesday morning.
The environmental health of Summit Lake is good, and the water quality continues to improve, allowing for opportunities to interact with the lake. That deserves a round of applause.
The report, presented by Rice and other Civic Commons partners at the Summit Lake Community Center, follows up on signs of progress earlier in the year, when the Ohio Department of Natural Resources okayed consumption of even bottom feeders like catfish from the lake, albeit on a limited once-a-month basis. Joe Hadley of the Northeast Ohio Four County Regional Planning and Development Organization, which oversaw the study, cautions that Summit Lake is not perfect. There continues to be occasional oil spills and signs of toxic algae and metals in sediment, though at levels below the thresholds for human safety.
There's some ecological impairments from ongoing exposure to the lake and canal sediments. In other words, fish and bugs matter.
But there are increasing signs that both are thriving, bluegill and smallmouth bass in the water, with blue herons and other birds nesting on the edge. James Hardy, Akron Mayor Dan Horgan's chief of staff, drew a parallel with other urban lakes.
Summit Lake is clean. It's no different than the Portage Lakes or any other lakes that have million-dollar homes all around them.
But the homes around Summit Lake include some of the poorest in the city of Akron. And the Canalway's Rice notes urban development isolated the neighborhood decades ago.
It has been cut off from the highways. It's been cut off from the railroads. You have a hillside to the west. And then, you know, the schools have been taken away.
His hope is that the Canalway reconnects the area to the rest of the city without the downside of gentrification. And though the EnviroScience report focused on the physical condition of the lake, the presentation included references to broader social concerns. Star Salisbury moved into the Summit Lake neighborhood 3 years ago and remembered her first Civic Commons meeting.
I walked in, a lot of suits, everybody in suits, and they're all dressed up, and I'm thinking, not feeling this, are they going to come in and tell us this is what we're going to do here? That'll be a problem.
Instead, she says, there was consultation and collaboration, giving her neighborhood ownership of plans to turn Summit Lake into a recreational hub. But ownership also takes a bit of a culture shift. Fabian Ferguson is preparing to launch a kayak into the lake. He acknowledges there are old images to deal with.
Oh, it's just rumors. It's a suicide lake, and they're digging up bodies and alligators and just rumors.
The perception he worries about now is one he says comes with poverty, that his neighbors won't see their stake in the lake and use it.
Then a lot of people being in like a kind of poor community, they feel like everything costs. So if they see the bikes or see the boats, they're like, oh, that costs. And they won't even come question.
So he sees his mission as convincing his neighbors a clean lake is theirs to enjoy. I'm ML Schultze, 89.7 WKSU.